John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com. Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
What would you do if you wanted to meet us?
I would go to Uptown Espresso in beautiful West Seattle.
Yeah. We're going to do a thing.
Yeah.
A meet and greet.
Meet cute.
Yeah.
That's what the kids do. Meet cutes.
Meet cutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in Seattle.
Yeah.
And want to come see beautiful West Seattle. Go to Uptown Espresso.
It's on California Avenue. Don't go to the Delridge one. Go to the one on beautiful California Avenue.
Yep.
And we will be there on October 27th.
At noon.
Noon.
Yeah.
About an hour. We'll hang out for about an hour in beautiful Uptown Espresso.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's great.
Bye. Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kilticka.
This is the High Gain Podcast.
The High Gain Podcast, Ed.
What do we talk about, John?
We talk about guitars here.
Yep, we do. Where do we record from?
Beautiful. West Seattle, Washington.
It's a nice day. I walked up.
Fall day.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Yeah,
I'm into it. It's not raining.
No, that's what I mean. It's actually really nice.
It's actually fall.
Yeah.
And it's not raining.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Take it where you can get it.
Yep. I think I'm going to walk up to the farmer's market here
West
Seattle after we're done.
Ooh.
Maybe get some berries. Maybe
clock some neckbeards.
Neckbeards and some overalls. You know I'm into that.
Oh, I know that's your thing.
Right?
How you doing today, Ed?
Great.
How do you feel?
Great.
Yeah?
I woke up this morning and recorded an episode of Peterson on Pattinson. So I'm primed. I'm prime talking words.
You're in speaking word voice.
Yeah, the zone.
Viewers who don't know, Ed also does a podcast about all things Robert Pattinson.
Sure.
What's the web address on that, Ed?
PeteOnPat.com.
Pete on Pat.
Yeah, Peterson on Pattinson.
Yep. Listen to that, Ed.
That guitar is... It's... Is the word beautiful?
I think this guitar is beautiful.
Like, it's... It's maybe the prettiest guitar we've done, I think. And I think... When I saw that guitar in the store, I was just kind of like, ugh, not my thing.
Uh-huh.
Every time we go in, I pick it up now.
You see something different in it every time. It even takes the dirt well.
I don't know why you're so glad when my hands filled with sorrow. So maybe if I fade away, there'll be no sad tomorrow.
Beverages.
Yes, beverages. Unfortunately, Ed.
Yeah.
That was a Muffs song.
Oh.
Do you know about the Muffs?
I do.
The lead singer of the Muffs, Kim Shattuck.
Yep.
We lost her this week. She was 56.
We are dangerously close to that age. John and Ed.
It's a coming.
Yeah.
Time to talk about beverages. Monica, my lovely wife, thought we might get peckish.
Mm-hmm.
So she got us a beverage, but it's a beverage slash lunch. Soylent.
Oh, God.
It is a ready-to-drink meal. Did you know that?
I'm super into it. Yeah, I did know that. I have had Soylent before. A friend of mine at work bought me a case, like a month's worth of Soylent. I feel like it's a very tech bro thing.
Seems like it could be.
They're just too busy at work to actually eat food, so they just drink their Soylent.
Is it dangerous?
Dangerous.
On the side here,
mm-hmm.
It says, children or women who are pregnant, nursing, or may become pregnant should consult their doctor before consuming Soylent.
Weird.
How's the ovaries today, Ed?
They're fine. I think some people try to just straight up substitute this Soylent stuff for actual food. And I think doing that might be not the best idea.
Not advisable?
John, allegedly, I'm not a doctor.
We'll have to get with viewer Dr. Frank and ask him about Soylent.
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
I have cafe mocha.
I got cacao.
Cacao!
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a kind of chalky chocolate milk.
I think so.
Chalky.
I'm not super into it.
20% of your daily nutrition, 400 calories. So you need to drink, what, 5 of these in a day, and you've got your 2,000-calorie diet. Literally, you can live on these. I'm not into it.
Yeah, I think I'm not into it.
You know, a couple of real bougie boys like us.
Soylent.
Yeah.
It's people.
Right, exactly.
This, Ed,
mm-hmm.
is a Gretsch.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Gretsch Falcon.
I'm super familiar with the Gretsch White Falcon. That's the one I think people know.
That makes sense. The Gretsch White Falcon.
Yeah.
Was the first Falcon.
Okay.
The one we have here departs from the regular old Falcon in a few ways.
Okay.
Not least of which is it's not white.
Right.
This one is Lake Placid Blue.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. This yeah. one also has no Bigsby.
I'm into that.
It also does not have 2 pickups.
I think I'm into that.
Hardtail, 1 pickup, no cutaways.
I think I would prefer a cutaway on it.
This is from 2017.
Okay.
This is actually a master-built Gretsch, built by Steven Stern over at Gretsch. Steven Stern runs their custom shop over there.
Okay.
Well, what qualifies him? Well, before that,
yeah,
he was at Fender custom shop.
Yep.
So he maybe knows how to build a guitar.
Right. He's yeah. put a guitar or two together is what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, a couple few.
Okay.
So you can order a master built in many models, not just the Falcon, but let's concentrate on the Falcon.
Sure.
This is a copy of a 59, and it's relict.
Not too bad.
Apparently you can get one that is a heavy relic.
Yeah.
So the tailpiece here is what is called the Gretsch G Cadillac tailpiece, evocative of the Cadillac.
Chevron.
Yeah.
I love it.
The binding?
Yes.
On here?
Talk
is
to me.
Gold sparkly.
Oh, it's cool.
What I'm noticing right off the bat before we get into this
yeah.
is the tone is very even.
It's cool knowing the provenance of the guitar. Like, this guy built it, like, this year. They probably know, like, how long he worked on it. And
oh, sure.
Like, that's very cool with a guitar like this.
Where does the story start, Ed?
I don't know.
Perhaps I should do a little refresh on Gretsch.
Okay, sure.
1883.
Way back. Oldie times.
The old times. You had our man Friedrich Gretsch.
Yep.
He starts up the Fred Gretsch Manufacturing Company in Brooklyn.
Gretsch, New York.
It's super awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. Banjos.
Yeah.
Tambourines.
Yeah.
Drums.
Gretsch Broadcaster.
Drums.
Drums. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And it's going great till 1895, which is only, you know, that many years later.
12.
Yeah. He gets dead.
Oh, no. Yeah. Frederick. What happened to Freddie?
He died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Crap, we got this new company in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We're making stuff. Pops just croaked.
Yep.
Now what?
Mm-mm.
Well, his wife and their 15-year-old son take it over.
Sure.
The 15-year-old son,
mm-hmm.
also named Fred.
Okay.
But for the purpose of the story,
oh,
even though he's only 15,
yeah,
we're going to call him Fred Sr. because there are multiple Freds in this story.
Okay.
So, original Fred, he's dead.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, 15-year-old Fred Sr.
Yeah.
He's got to figure out what to do.
You know, George Foreman has 12 kids.
Are they all named George Foreman?
They are not all named George Foreman, But six of his sons are George Foreman. There's George Foreman Jr. Then there's George Foreman the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Like, I don't know how he does it, but there is a George Foreman the sixth who's actually just one generation under George Foreman.
He should be George Foreman Arabic numeral six.
Okay.
If it's generation, you go into the Roman numerals.
Oh, I see.
Iterating in a single generation.
Yeah. Sure.
One, two, three, four, five.
Sure, sure, sure. I'm into it.
Yeah. Number four, tell five and six to get their ass in here. It's right. Dinner time. Okay, so Fred Sr., what's the first thing he does in the 1930s?
Yeah.
They add guitars.
Great.
In the 1930s, Gretsch is like, let's get in on this guitar action.
Yep. Acoustics only at this point?
Acoustics and the jazz boxes.
Okay.
So 42,
mm-hmm.
It's been a good long while now, Fred Sr.
Right.
After getting him up and running with the guitars.
And yeah.
He retires.
Okay.
It's time to pass it on. There's another Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Jr.
Who would be the third, but we're calling him Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
He takes it.
Okay.
Sweet. I'll take it, Dad.
Sure, Daddy.
Oh, crap. I can't do it, Dad. I got to go to World War II. What am I going to do? Well, give it to your brother. He'll take care of it.
Fred the fourth?
No, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's Bill's company.
Everything's great.
Yeah. And then 48?
Yeah.
Bill dies.
God damn it.
Now what? Fred Jr. steps up. Well, I guess I'll take the company back then.
Jr.
Now we're getting into the 50s.
Okay.
We need to make a splash, man.
Oh, yeah.
They've got this guy.
Okay.
His name is Jimmy Webster.
J-Dub.
Old J-Dub.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jimmy's gone too?
Yeah, born in 08.
Oh,
died okay. In 78.
70 years old.
70 years old.
Great.
He was a guitar player.
Okay.
Had a great friendship with our man DeArmond.
Okay.
Harry DeArmond.
Yep.
They go way back.
Back to the aughts.
I'm tapping on the pickup of this guitar.
Yeah.
That's the thing that Harry DeArmond used to do to explain precisely how sensitive his pickups were.
Sure.
He teaches that to J-Dub,
who takes
it and runs. He calls it his two-handed tapping technique. Master of the tapping.
Oh.
He's a tapper.
Yeah.
That guy, he taps.
Math rock.
Totally taps.
Yep.
He also went to World War II.
Okay.
I know you love the Wilhelm.
I know you do.
I do.
At least one of us.
So after the World War II and all of that,
yeah,
our man J-Dub, Jimmy Webster, hooks up with Gretsch. He becomes a kind of famous demo sales guy for them. He travels all around doing his tapping technique.
Right.
Showing the world, look how great these Gretsch guitars are. Look how fabulous these DeArmond pickups are. Don't you want to buy a Gretsch?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll buy a Gretsch.
Sure.
But he's got something sticking in his craw, man.
What's the matter?
He knows about Gibson and their big old jazz boxes.
Sure.
Gibson is making a thing called the Super 400, the fanciest thing you can get. They introduced it in 34, and it was like, you want the fancy box,
yeah,
you get the Super 400.
Okay.
And that's just how that was. So old J-Dub traveling around trying to convince people to buy a big old Gretsch. I think a lot of people were saying, no, I'll just stick with the Gibson Super 400.
Sure. Okay.
He decides, and Gretsch agrees, I'm going to design a guitar that's just going to bowl people over.
I'm ready.
And so he starts walking the factory floor looking for ideas.
Okay.
He walks by the dudes making banjos, and he's noticing they're doing all the fancy inlays on the neck and headstock.
Okay,
makes a little note of that. He walks over to the drum department. Hey, what's that sparkly shit you're wrapping around the drums?
Oh.
That's pretty cool. And in his head, it's coming together.
Oh, my God. This is great. Who's this guy? This is Jimmy?
Jimmy Webster.
I'm into this guy.
Yeah. Old Tappy Tap.
Finger tapping way before it was cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
They debut this guitar
in
1954 at NAMM,
National
Association of Music Merchandisers.
Hey, we're going there.
We are going there. We're going to be reporting from NAMM.
It's going to be great.
Viewers.
Hold on to your butts.
Yeah. It debuts as the White Falcon.
Yep.
The guitar of the future.
Mm.
Ed. It had gold on the knobs. It had rubies on the knobs.
Cool.
Some of the gold pieces were actually plated in 24 karat gold.
Awesome.
And it wasn't meant to be for sale.
Oh.
It was the kind of thing that would draw attention. Similar to the concept cars at a car show. They're not going to make that.
Yeah.
But everybody's going to stand around staring at it.
I love that mid-century thing where everything was designed to look like it was from the future. Everything is fucking robots and stainless steel and...
Yeah. So what happened with this one and only thing hanging on the wall attracting attention?
Guitar of the future.
The guitar of the future.
Yeah.
Did they get any more business for Gretsch as a result? Yes and no.
Oh.
Salespeople were like, I'll take 10 of those. And they were pointing at the concept guitar.
Yeah.
So Gretsch was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. People want this thing. And next year, 1955, there it is, out in the market.
Love it.
The Gretsch White Falcon.
That's cool.
And it was put in the catalog. And you know what the name of the catalog was? Guitars for Moderns.
Oh.
Yeah, 1955.
Ah, I love that thinking back then.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be fucking spacesuits and rocket ships. And
this podcast is for moderns.
Only. Moderns only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of you old grandpas?
Yeah.
Sorry. So when this thing came out in 55, they must have stripped it down from the prototype.
They didn't.
Really?
So this thing cost, any guesses how much in 55?
I think in 55, it was $900?
It was $600.
Okay.
But we should know that $600 in today money.
Yeah, what is
that? It's $5,700.
Holy shit.
So $5,700.
Oh my God.
That Super 400?
Yeah.
Was $690.
No shit. That is crazy expensive.
Yeah.
The average house price in 55, $2,064.
So it's like a third of a house to buy this guitar.
That guitar. What do you think a black and white TV in 55?
Was it the same? Was it $600?
$100.
$100?
$100.
You could buy six TVs.
Yeah, a TV in every room in your house or that guitar.
You could get a Mickey Mouse lunchbox.
Oh.
For 85 cents.
In context, that is a very expensive guitar.
It is. You want to hear some quotes?
Okay.
All right. The finest guitar we know how to make, and what a beauty.
Sure.
Yep.
That is probably not hyperbole. I bet their best luthiers were making the White Falcons. They didn't have Johnny on the line building these things.
Johnny Clawhammer.
Yeah. I love that guy, but he's no master builder.
So they had full-on block inlays.
Wait, what does this have on it? Oh, this has just got the thumbnail.
These are called crescent inlays. Some people like us call them thumbnail inlays on the side of the neck. They changed to those in 57. The pickups were DeArmond Dynasonics.
Okay.
In 58, they swapped over to Filtertron.
Yeah.
So that's what we see here.
Yeah.
These are actually aftermarket made by TV Jones.
Oh, okay.
So these are super fancy.
Is that supposed to be a Falcon? It's got to be.
It is, on the pickguard.
It doesn't really look like a falcon.
See his head?
No, I get it.
He's cute.
I get it.
Pecock.
Yes.
Cacao.
He's like that. So they're sending this after the 400 market.
Yep.
Is this like rockabilly dudes?
Some rockabilly, some like Eddie Cochran.
Okay.
Summertime blues guy.
Yeah.
At that point, I don't think you're looking at somebody who is undeniably tied to it. And that might be because of the cost.
Yeah, I mean...
But people did have them and play them.
Sure.
In 62, the vibrato became standard.
I'm team hardtail.
I like the hardtail, the Cadillac.
Yep.
And then they switched to a double cutaway.
I think I like that as well.
Double cutaway is pretty cool. Today's Crunch, Ed.
Yeah.
Brought to us by the good friends at Earthquaker Devices.
Love it.
This is a hoof fuzz pedal.
Okay.
And it really brings out the Filtertronage.
Yeah. A lot of people swear by the hoof, but I've never owned one. So I don't know a ton about it.
It has level like you would expect and fuzzage like you would expect.
Sure.
But it has kind of like a secondary tone called shift.
Okay.
Let me show you what happens when I turn just the tone knob.
Yep.
So that's what you expect. So now the shift knob.
Ooh. I like that.
It's almost like a compressy thing that it does.
It's a hybrid germanium silicon design.
Ooh.
And so I think that's what the shift does, is it goes between the two.
So you can blend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Why would I play that, Ed?
Was it played on a White Falcon?
No.
Shit.
Joe Strummer?
Yeah.
Had a White Falcon.
Yeah. Okay.
Way back in the beginning times.
Okay.
And then I guess after he joined The Clash, maybe the guys in the band were like, yeah, no.
Not with that fancy boy guitar.
So then he went to the Telecaster.
A White Falcon? There's like some swagger to playing that thing.
That's true.
I don't think I really have it.
Let me put a little something else on here.
Okay.
I've got the venerable.
Yeah.
Line 6 DL4 delay modeler.
A classic.
Yeah.
You know, last week we did the Maris Mercury 7. Those Maris fellas came over from Line 6. I believe that's the story.
If I just take a trip around the old setting knob.
That thing's got settings for days. Into it.
Did you know in 67?
Yeah.
Fred Gretsch.
Junior?
Yeah.
Senior?
Junior.
Okay.
He retires.
Okay.
Junior retires and sells.
Oh,
this is when our friends at the Baldwin Piano Company buy them. They know about pianos.
Yeah.
They don't know a tremendous amount about guitars.
Okay.
So I don't really know if they knew how to market it to the rock and rollers. Think 1967.
Yeah.
There's a market out there for all kinds of stuff.
Yep, but this is also the sweet spot of every guitar company getting sold, and big conglomerates are coming in and buying them and then fucking them up.
Yep.
Like, it's classic. It's right on schedule, guys.
So they didn't really set any records, but they kept it going for a while till 73. I don't know if you remember, they moved out of Brooklyn and they moved to Arkansas.
Arkansas, it's lovely.
In Arkansas, they had not one, two factory fires.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah, it's a match.
Yep, I get it. Okay.
By 80, they just closed. They're done. So by default, the White Falcon?
Yeah.
Discontinued. No more Falcons.
Okay.
In 89...
Really?
Yeah, 9-year gap there. Our man Fred III.
Yeah.
He's coming back, and this time it's personal.
Oh, yeah. Great.
He resumes control.
Okay.
And he begins making guitars again, goddammit.
Wow.
Based on all the classic Gretsch designs, even the White Falcon.
Yeah, a 9-year gap in production. I had no idea.
You want to hear a popular song played on a White Falcon?
Okay.
This song is 71.
Okay.
You want a hot seat or do you not want a hot seat?
I'll take it. I'm not feeling good about this, but I'll sure.
Ed is saying that he wants the hot seat.
I'm ready. I know it.
Come on.
I know. People are screaming. People are screaming and yelling. Turn it off before the vocals kick in. It's,
You could do it, Ed.
Oh, is that? That's not Neil Young.
That's one of them.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Yes.
Is it Neil Young playing it?
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
That song is called Ohio.
Woo!
1971.
Yes.
It's about the Kent State
killings
in Ohio.
Yes.
Something like that.
If you don't get it exactly right, leaning in like you've got it right helps a lot.
Yeah, sell it.
Exactly.
Slop hand.
Oh, yeah. Old slop hand JFK. People love that guy.
What he lacks in skill, he makes up for in
sloppiness.
In slop. So all the years we've been talking about just now.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the White Falcon.
Okay.
It wasn't just white.
Mm-hmm.
Silver, black. There was a solid body Falcon.
Oh.
Care to hazard a guess as to what the solid body version was called? was not called a falcon.
Not an eagle. Is it another bird name? Is it a the vulture?
The penguin.
Man, we need to get our hands on a penguin.
Yeah.
Do you mean it was in the same sort of body shape?
Uh-huh.
But it was solid. I'm into that.
You want to hear who else? I should probably just hot seat you again, Ed.
I'm here for your pleasure, John. I'm ready. Reach out to Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't think of Depeche Mode, but
yeah,
I can't, like,
hear that guitar?
What's the guitar player's name?
That's Martin Gore.
Martin Gore, right.
Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode, 1990.
That's great.
What do you know about Piston?
The band?
Yeah.
Nothing.
The guy from Piston loves the Falcons.
Okay.
Let me play some Pistons.
Okay. Pistons?
Piston.
Piston.
Piston. Okay. I'll play you some Piston.
Okay.
Playing with Fire.
That guy was certainly not fucking around.
No. They're from the UK.
Oh, okay.
So, sure. You know, they're like going to soccer matches and wearing scarves and
oi.
And yeah, and saying oi a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, you're into that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm not into?
What?
Boner pills.
I'm not saying I'm not into boner pills. I'm saying I'm not into hawking boner pills.
What, like spitting them up?
being a shill.
Hawking.
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 Right.
You've got an accent that's from everywhere.
I do. Pin and pen. I cannot get straight.
Pin.
Yeah.
Pen.
Yeah. And somehow they're both pins to me.
Okay, so you don't want to sell boner pills.
No. All these podcasts are selling shit.
We don't want to do that.
No.
Luckily, Ed, for us,
yeah,
we've figured a way around that.
How do we do it?
We have a Patreon account.
Oh, that's great.
So all you need to do is go to patreon.com/thehigan.
Great.
There are levels.
Yeah.
So you choose your own level.
Right.
And you subscribe.
I like to think it's a symbiotic relationship.
Of course. Where
we are giving to you weekly bonus content.
Yep.
Oh, it's so bonusy, John.
Fascinating conversations.
Oh.
Keep this whole thing boner pill free.
Please.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing Soylent ads, maybe, for tech bros.
Land party.
Yeah. Yes. Very 2019.
Yeah, is that great?
Yeah. Patreon.com/thehigain. Thank you.
You want to hear something else?
Okay. Is it the Cult?
It is.
Yeah. This is not off Electric.
This is off of Love.
Yeah. Right. You need swagger to play that guitar.
Yeah.
Billy Duffy looks killer with that guitar. I'm not that guy. I'm a steak and potatoes kind of guitar guy.
Yeah, vegan steak and potatoes.
Soylent and potatoes kind of guy.
You want to hear an interesting story about the White Falcon? Once there was a band, Ed.
Okay.
This band got fairly successful, so they had a little bit of money.
Yeah.
They were getting ready to do their upcoming album, and they had some songs ready.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, as a present, they bought their guitar player a 1955 White Falcon.
Oof.
At that point, that would have cost them like $30,000.
Oh,
but they had the
God.
Money, so they're like, hey, guitar player, we love you. Great, I'm going to lay this down on some of these tunes here in this album. And they're like, yeah, no, you're not. We don't like the sound of it for any of these songs. So he's like, I'm going to go in the room with this great new guitar. I'm going to see if I can come up with something.
Yeah.
So he just like goes off in the room to play with his new toy.
Right.
Comes up with kind of like a little riff thing.
Yeah.
Not only did it go on the album.
Yes.
It became the lead single of the album.
I'm ready. Wow. Oh. Yeah, they had a couple bucks. Wow. Really? Is this...
Frusciante.
Is this Frusciante? Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's cool. So that's all a White Falcon?
Yes.
Wow.
That's for Shanti on his 55. Let's call it birthday present. I don't know.
You know that I am a big
Peps fan.
Oh my God. The Peps?
Oh, me and you both. Sure. I'm wearing pants right now.
Sure.
But underneath the pants?
A sock on your dick.
I got a sock on my dick.
Sure. Nick Cave is famous for saying, I'm forever near a stereo saying, what the fuck is this garbage? And the answer is always the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Pretty good, Ed.
I think it's great.
Where are you going to go on the interwebs to find us?
I'm going to go to Instagram.
You're going to go there first?
Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram at the High Game.
Yeah.
That's a good one to start.
Twitter.
Twitter's really nice.
Facebook. Facebook's been actually like coming in. It's the dark horse and it's coming strong.
We're
right
stepping
now.
Up to Facebook.
Yeah.
We can't emphasize enough, viewers,
right,
that we're trying to have unique content in each of these places.
Yeah.
So it's worth it to have a look at all of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of the Twitter guy. You're kind of the Instagram guy.
Yep.
We're both Facebooking.
Uh-huh.
And both of us are on that Patreon.
Yep.
Get in there.
We're here for you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Soylent is people.